Welcome to today's Encore Show, folks. This is the second day of October in the year 2023. We go back to 2022 for this one. Now, naturally, as we do, we go back a year just to kind of give ourselves an idea as to what it was we were thinking, what it was we were doing, how has the show turned or changed, if you will, over the course of 1 year. This time last year, we had Steve Bozell on, and he had decided, speaking of change, he decided to change course with his entertainment career. You know, Steve is a construction contractor, but he harbors secret desires to be a comedian. Well, he's changing it now. It's not comedy that he wants to do. He's doing an outdoor show. So that's what today's Encore is about from last year. We also have a classic, and we're also just real happy to see you.
All right, yeah, we lie.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you.
And now, the Steve Bozell Show. Outside, free, fresh, and crisp in the breeze. Yes, this is a new kind of outside show. It's not about hunting necessarily, but it is about men getting outdoors, enjoying the open air and the crispness of it, and getting away from the house, getting away from the problems of the day, the troubles of the day. And of course, a lot of us just want to get away from all of the problems at home and what have you. And your wife, of course, we love our wives. We love our wives dearly. We worship them, and they are the highest female in our life. But sometimes we got to just get away from them. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I'm sure you understand. Welcome to our program here, Steve Bozell, Outside, Free, Fresh, and Crisp. And I'm excited. I'm more excited now than I ever have been about any other version of the Steve Bozell Show. And I thank Phil Hendry for letting me find my way. But this is it for me. I think this is finally the one that I wanted to do and the way that I wanted to have it to be the person, you know, that I hope that I can hope that I will be. Let me just clean up what I was saying there at the very beginning. This is a show about, getting out in nature, outside, fresh, crisp, and clean. And we want to get, it's hard to say, but there are times when I got to get out of the house. I love my wife, but if I got to listen to her, you know, honey, you know, if you're listening right now, April, you know, I need to get away. Men need to get away if they got to keep listening to that. And, probably I shouldn't have even have gone there, but I'm just trying to tell you that it's a great place to go to just get away from all of that, yeah, la, 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 la. I shouldn't have brought it up. Anyway, to be outdoors, but not hunting. I'm not necessarily a hunter. I do enjoy fishing, and I like fishing, and some people say, isn't that like hunting? Yeah, it is, except the fish, if you look at a fish, it looks dumber than the animals that you would hunt, which is not to say that fish are not God's creatures. But when you catch a fish, it just has a dumb look on its face. I don't know how to say it. And I certainly, I do a lot of catch and release. Unless, of course, I've said to the kids, let's do a fish fry. We may want to have a cookout, at which time I will very definitely will have the cookout. And the kids will say, Daddy, why don't you let the fish go? And I'll say, because we want to cook it out. Or I don't say we want to cook it out. We want to cook out. I mean, we want to have a cookout, and the fish is going to be part. That's the thing that's going to be cooked. And so, and the kids will say, well, isn't the fish? And I'll say, it is, but look at how it kind of looks dumb, like it doesn't even know. Anyway, move on from that. Welcome to our program today. I have as a special guest Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He was involved in taking part in enforcement of a local fishing tournament here in Southern California, where the participants, and you probably heard about this going on around the country, some of the participants decided that they were going to weight down the fish or otherwise unfairly weight the fish so that they, you know, could win. Because that's what you do. You get the fish, the biggest fish wins. Jay's on the phone with us now from the South Bay of California, where he lives and works. Jay, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate it.
And you are in the bathtub tonight. I understand you had kind of a rough day.
We did have sort of a rough day. I'm sorry about that. But I did just get back from Cobb Reservoir, up near Forest City.
And the Cobb Reservoir is where they had the tournament?
It was, yeah, a combination. They were fishing for walleye, sockeye, some other types of fish that I'm not really familiar with, but it was a tiring day because I was called up by Citizens Auxiliary Police in Orange County to come up and witness the fact that some of the guys that had won a prize or a trophy in the fishing tournament had stuffed weights and had put, you know, like some nails and nuts and just metallic objects down in the fish.
In other words, they were waiting the fish down to win a prize.
They were waiting the fish down to win a prize. And I'd heard that this had happened at another location here in the United States.
Yeah, there was something back east. They had apparently they had a controversy on a fishing tournament. So what were you called in to do?
I was basically called in to, you know, discuss this with these gentlemen. I said, you know, the organizers of the tournament want you, you know, what are you doing? And they said, well, we weigh the fish. I don't know. I got really tired. I was called in by the other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, so I went up to the front and I said, I'm Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and they basically told me to blank, 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 and to, you know, blank it and stick it in my blank. And so I just told the other Citizens Auxiliary Police members, just, you know what, they can have their fishing tournament. And as they walked away, I said, you know what, you guys should take this whole fishing tournament and stick it way up there.
All right, we're talking to Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So you got called to this fishing tournament, Cobb Reservoir, where they had put what did they put in the fish?
They'd weighted the fish down with nuts, bolts, some screwdrivers, things like that, and trying to win a tournament. And other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police who were in the tournament called me so that I would come down there and tell them that they were in violation.
When you went down there and told them they were in violation, they told you then to just jam it.
They said stick it and get out of here. And they pulled my pith helmet off and threw it down the driveway. And they pulled Sub-Commander Gleason's pants. They yanked his pants down. And I was outraged. I want to tell you right now, Steve, I was absolutely outraged at that kind of behavior.
Well, that doesn't show much respect. But then I've got to say, you didn't have any real enforcement. You didn't have no enforcement authority there, did you?
Well, yes, did I had no enforcement authority. This is it's interesting how many times I get this from people. Yes, we did have enforcement authority from the standpoint of I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I could make a citizen's arrest on these individuals.
What would you arrest them for?
Well, I could make a citizen's arrest that they're sticking stuff down a fish and trying to win a fish tournament. I don't know, but the whole point was that even when I went there and I told them that you were in direct violation of, you know, you've got nuts and bolts and you're weighting this fish down with something, you're weighting this fish down with a hammer. And
they got a hammer and nuts and bolts and everything in these fish?
Yeah, they weighted them down. And this guy took my pith helmet off and frisbeed it across the parking lot. And the other guy yanked down Sub-Commander Gleason's pants, and I just said, you know what, all of you guys can park it up there, shift it left. I said, all you guys can park it way up there, shift it slightly to the left until you get a trickle of blood. I'm an alley here. And I, you know, he got Sub-Commander Gleason to pull his pants up. You know?
Well, I mean, that all sounds very humiliating. Why would you even put yourself in the middle of that?
Because I was asked by these other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to intercede.
Were they fishing in the tournament?
Yeah, a couple of them were fishing in the tournament. One of them was Igor Gilliam, who is a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in Orange County. There was Seymour Waffman and Leon Bick. And all these guys, they were in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Orange County. And they said, we're Citizens Auxiliary Police, Orange County, and so we supersede any of the rules of the tournament. And so they...
Were they the guys that weighted the fish down?
Yeah, they were. And
well, then why did they call you in? In other words, to enforce the fact that they won?
They called us down there to say, look, these guys are Citizens Auxiliary Police. you overlook the fact that, they put shotgun pellets and they put metal weights and stuff in the fish because they are citizens auxiliary police. That's when I had my pith helmet frisbeed away. Sub-Commander Gleason had his pants pulled down. Sub-Commander Cox had his head frisbeed. There are about three members of Citizens Auxiliary Police that had their heads frisbeed off the lawn.
All right, so you're telling me that the guys that violated the rules of this tournament were Citizens Auxiliary Police Osfers.
But that's the thing, you know. Were they violating the rules of the tournament? Yes. Did they have authority to do so? Yes, on account of the Citizens Auxiliary Police status.
And well, how does that allow them to put in shot and weights and weight down these fish?
Because as law enforcement officers, they're allowed leeway in participation in these tournaments. You know, I mean, I
don't understand.
Ordinarily, you know, you're going to get people look the other way if you're law enforcement.
Well, these days people are not looking the other way if you're law enforcement. These days people are looking right at you for law enforcement. Seems to me that you have to, you know, take that in consideration.
Well, you know, I got home tonight thinking that there's no respect for the police, and I got into a tub. I had to go out and buy another pith helmet.
Well, they took your pith helmets from two or three of your officers and frisbeed them across the parking lot.
Yeah, they took them and just frisbeed them, and they pulled down Gleason's pants. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say to you is we work pretty hard trying to save lives out here. So that when we go into a fishing tournament and we want a little bit of consideration from the organizers for the things that we do and the stuff what we do.
Yeah, but the stuff you're doing is violating the tournament, okay? You're violating the rules of the tournament. You want the consideration as law enforcement officers, but then you're putting weights, you're putting BBs, you're putting hammers, you're putting all kinds of, you know, what'd you say, nuts and bolts?
Yeah, what's your point?
My point is that immediately all the respect that you've acquired as a law enforcement officer goes right out the window.
I don't see how it goes out the window if I've spent my whole day trying to save you from having your ass shot or stolen from, and I say, you know what, I'd like a break here. Just one lousy, stinking break in life. Let me win this tournament. Okay, so I put a bunch of nuts and bolts, and I put some screwdrivers and things down in a fish to weight it down so I could win a lousy, stinking tournament after a whole day of trying to save lives.
That doesn't make any difference. People are not going to respect you regardless of what you do, especially if you're law enforcement. They're going to say that you are overstepping your bounds.
Well, you can say what you want.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, what happened to you? You had your hat was taken off and frisbeed? You were humiliated.
No, we weren't humiliated. I mean, they took, you know what, I'll tell you this right now, the organizer of that tournament owed me for three pith helmets, Citizens Auxiliary Police pith helmets. They got taken, they got frisbeed, they were sailed way off. Forget it.
Jay Santo, Citizens Auxiliary Police with us, who was actually up at the fishing tournament there at Cobb Reservoir in Forest City. It turns out it was members of your own auxiliary police who were violating the tournament by weighting the fish down so that they'd win the tournament.
Because we felt that we deserved some consideration after having put in a lot of months trying to save lives.
So you want consideration to win a tournament by cheating, and I'm just telling you, I don't think that...
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Bozell. You're here to give your opinion? I thought you were just going to interview me.
Yeah, I give my opinion. You better believe I give my opinion. And I think that what you did was wrong, and I also don't think it's a good example to set for young people.
You know, I remember when you did your comedy, Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Comedy. Now you're out here fresh, free, and crisp or whatever, and you're talking about outdoors, being outside. This is a whole different area. This is an area for men. You know, we're out fishing and hiking, and we hike and look at the views and everything.
Do you do any hunting?
Do I do any what?
Do you do any hunting?
No, I do not do any hunting.
No, neither do I, so I would agree with that.
Right. Well, we do. Let me tell you what we do. We fish and we hike, and we overlook this, you know, the valley, and then we go back down. We fish more, and then we go hiking some more.
When you hike, so you go hiking and what?
We hike and we sit and we have. We'll bring a knapsack with some crackers. Bring a knapsack with crackers and sharp cheddar cheese, and some wheat thins. And we bring along a couple bottles of flavored water. You know, some of the flavored seltzer water. And we'll also have an apple, maybe a piece of fruit of some kind, apple or pear. and we'll snack, and then we'll sit and we'll look at the view. We'll hike some more, sit and look at the view. We'll hike some more and sit and look at the view. And then,
And then you go back down and fish.
Then we go back down and fish, yeah. But most of the time, this is very rare for us. Most of the time, we're out on the streets. I'm out on the street trying to protect and save lives. And I go out to a fishing tournament that I've had my heart set on for a few months, and I take a fish, and I stick some lead weights in it, and maybe a screwdriver, and maybe a wrench. And then I, sew it up and go, I caught this fish.
And you think people ought to let you win the tournament?
I think is they'll just take my word for it and say, yeah, wow, that fish weighs a lot.
I think you're looking for respect and consideration and accommodation because you're a law enforcement officer that is not due you. I think people expect you to act fairly.
All right, I got this speech from my wife, okay? I don't need it. I don't need it from you, too.
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, that's what people expect. They're going to expect you to operate in the utmost of fairness and within accordance of the laws of the United States of America.
Yeah, okay, Clark Kent.
All right, well, I want to thank Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, being a guest here on the Steve Ozell Show. And I had no idea it was members of Citizens Auxiliary Police that were waiting the fish down so they could win a tournament. Why? Because they're out there, quote-unquote, breaking their rear ends or, working their you-know-what's off as law enforcement officers. And they went up there and broke the law, or they broke the rules of the tournament. They wound up having their pith helmets taken off and frisbeed into the lake. So, I can just say this, Jay, that seems to me you deserved it.
Yeah, well.
We're going to be right back here. We have some business with the Dooleys. As you know, they live during the summertime up at Butner Lake. I know the summer's over with. I'm going to talk to the Dooleys about life in Butner Lake and talking about the outdoors, the fresh crispness of it. This is Steve Ozell, outside, fresh, clean, and crisp.
Steve Ozell, outside, fresh, clean, and crisp. Brought to you by
the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year and listen to the great radio archives, 50,000-plus hours, and not only the great radio archives, but also, of course, the podcasts, and he has home movies on there, and he's got, Phil casts and other bits of miscellany that you will enjoy ever so much.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription for a month or for a year at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And that ain't no lie.
Welcome back here to Steve Ozell, outside, fresh, clean, crisp, and crisp as can be. Now, I got Bobby Dooley with me. Ms. Dooley is going to talk about summers at Butner Lake, and of course, she's been the subject of some controversy here as of late in the Homeowners Association there, but I don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about what's crisp and clean and outdoors. Now, Bud Dickman, I want to ask you a question because you've been looking at me through this. Kind of side-eyeing me here,
Well,
go ahead.
I just wonder, you're like it was the Steve Ozell Cavalcade of Comedy.
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't mind talking about it. Let's be upfront about it, okay? That's what I'm all about. I'm all about being upfront. And, like the show says, I want to be upfront, clean, crisp.
Yeah, you want to be clean and crisp, but I mean, you said you originally wanted to be Steve Ozell, you want to do comedy.
Yes, I did want to do comedy.
Have you given up on that?
No, I have not given up on that. I do want to do comedy, but I also recognize how I had kind of,
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, man. Let me finish what I'm going to say. I had run up against a brick wall,
Yeah, so you think that you're failing at it.
No, I did not think I was failing at it. Just let me finish what I'm saying, okay? You can't read into my mind and read my mind and see through my mind and look into my brain and
Well, I'm not trying to read your mind, but I mean,
you can't look into my brain and tell me how it goes down with me. I have been involved in comedy. And a Steve Ozell Cavalcade of Comedy, and I went down to the, I did the Kitty Corral. I tried to do the main stage at the men's club down at C.K. Corona Middle School. They had the festival and fair.
Yeah, every year they had a festival, and you were on a kid's stage doing belch jokes.
I mean, that's the part that no one understood. I'm on the kiddie stage because they said I wasn't funny enough to be on the adult stage. So I'd worked the kiddie stage. What's the material you do when you do when you do the kit? You do belch jokes, belch and fart jokes, and I honed it to a fine art. I had it down, and I was killing it, man. Every year I worked the kid corral, where the hay bales are. You know that one?
I don't know. I've never been over there, but I think I understand what you're saying.
Well, it's a little, the kitty corral is like a little horse corral where the kids sit on hay bales in a circle, and then I was on the main stage there. I did belch and fart jokes, and I killed it all the time. And finally, Wes Dugan, who runs the men's club and also pretty much produces the main comedy show, said, okay, we'll let you do the adult stage. And I did the adult stage one show, and I was doing a lot of belch and fart jokes because those are the only ones.
See, that's the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about this. I'm not doing the comedy this year.
Because you want to do Fresh and Crisp.
It's not called Fresh and Crisp. It's called...
Well, I mean, you want to do outdoor stuff.
It's called Outside. It's not Outdoors. It's called Outside because Outdoors is a magazine that's run by Rolling Stone. I think at least it used to be. And that's a whole other thing. I call it Outside. Outside...
I think it's called Outside.
What is?
That magazine.
Well, whatever, man. I'm just saying you're outside with Steve. This is the new thing that I want to do, okay?
So you're giving up on comedy.
I'm moving away from comedy, and I want to now do outdoors, outside, fresh, crisp.
And you want it to be fresh and clean.
You don't even know what you're talking about, do you, man?
Well, do you know what you're talking about? That's the whole thing, because I'm saying, I saw it said Mr. Henry... He said, would you engineer Steve Ozell? I go, can I give an opinion? And you said, yes, I could.
Yeah, I did. I said, we could do crosstalk and happy talk like they do on other shows. I don't know. I have to sit here and get my nuts roasted.
Jesus. I'm not trying to roast your nuts. I'm just saying.
I've made a decision, an editorial decision, that the Steve Ozell brand, okay? You know about a brand, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The Steve Ozell brand is now going to be outside crisp and fresh.
But what does that mean, man?
It means I'm outside in the crisp, clean, fresh air. I'm camping out. I'm hiking. I'm fishing.
You're not hunting.
I'm not hunting because I don't like to hunt. I don't want to hunt. But I am outside, and I'm outside.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have written in and said that you consider that basically to be out in your backyard in a tent.
I mean, that's outside. Hold on for a minute. That's outside. You're crisp and you're clean. I'm not necessarily up in the mountains. But technically, I'm outside, fresh, in the breeze, in the fresh air. So yeah, I'm in my backyard. I live near Culpeper Creek, right out near the brink and the ravine back there. And I'm in my backyard in a tent. And I go into the house to get food.
And then you bring it back out to the tent.
What are you laughing at, man?
It just seems...
Doesn't seem genuine. Okay, here's General Shaw. You guys weren't even supposed to be weighing in.
Well, you said we could weigh in on this particular... It doesn't seem genuine, Steve, when you go into the house to get food and then you come out to your tent.
I am doing it the way most American men... Most American men can't get in the car and go off into the woods every weekend, you know, tens of maybe 100 miles away from their home and camp out and cook out and be out in the breeze. Okay.
So you figure you can put a tent up in your backyard.
Yeah, and you're out in nature. You're out in...
Yeah. And if you hadn't have said it was in my backyard, things would have been great, but now forget it. Fuck. All right, right now, we'll get on Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're going to talk to us here about summers at Butner Lake.
You said you wanted to talk about
it. I didn't say I wanted to get all the way into it and talk about how... And welcome, Ms. Dooley, to Steve Ozell, Outside Fresh and Crisp.
Thank you very much, Steve. I do appreciate it.
And I know that you and your husband, Steve, you go to Butner Lake, and you are outside, and that's what the show is all about.
Yes, we do. We love going to Butner Lake. We have a boat, the Butter Girl, and we take it across Goblin Straits to the squats, and that's where we generally will have some... hamburgers or pizza, or we bring it back to the cabin and watch television.
Okay, I know you have a cabin and you watch television and everything, but are you outside, you know, crisp and fresh?
Well, I don't know.
What does that mean, crisp?
Thank you, Steve. My husband, Steve, I'm sorry.
What it means is, I mean, you're in the wind.
No, I know what it means. It means, Steve, that we're outside.
We're outside.
And we have to, like, we have to bundle up and light a fire?
Yeah, we do. And
okay, do you have a fire pit?
We have a little bit of a fire. Well, there's one down at the beach that people share, and we light the fire pit. And most of the time, though, we're either boating, swimming, or we're back in the house watching movies that we rented, or we're eating. You know, we go across and get pizza.
And you get, like, pizza and what else?
And hot dogs, and we bring it back to the cabin and watch. We rent movies. So we'll spend a good 12 hours a day watching movies.
Well, how much time do you spend outdoors in the clean, crisp air?
Well, what do you think, Steve?
I mean, we're outside, not that much.
We're outside for a good, we go outside to look at the lake, but if it's too cold, we'll go back inside. Sometimes we'll go outside, look around, and it doesn't feel right, and we'll go back in.
But you said, okay, so you...
What's the point of you talking about this, Bozell?
I just want, the name of the show is Outside, Fresh and Crisp.
Well, first of all, you have to understand, we had an emergency that we had to come back from because we had a problem in our homeowners association in terms of sales and rentals.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that you go up to Butner Lake to get a lot of that stuff out of your system and relax and be outside.
Yeah, fresh and crisp.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, either hiking or do you do any fishing?
No, we don't do that.
Do you hike?
Not really, Steve.
Not much, no.
Do you go look for mushrooms?
What?
Okay. So, but you do go out on your boat.
We do go on the boat. We go across the straits.
And you go across to the pizza parlor and...
We go to the pizza parlor, get pizza, and bring it back.
And then watch movies.
And then watch movies.
Okay. So that's Bobby Dooley.
Well, first of all, Steve, I wanted to come on the program tonight to talk a little bit about what we do at Butner Lake, but also to demonstrate to a lot of people out there who seem to think that my appearance on this show last week talking about my high rear end was just talk and that I could not use the high rear end as a way of promoting Western estates and the great lifestyle, right, Steve?
Yeah, the way of life that we've got at Western State.
I understand, but I wanted to talk about the way of life you have at Butner Lake.
And we have a wonderful way of life at Butner Lake. But when we come back from Butner and we're back home and we have business to take care of, I make very sure that I back up my talk. Now, we're in our gym right now.
Right, but I understand you're in the gym and you want to demonstrate doing some leg curls and how you tighten up the butt area. What I want to do is specifically get into, though, was some of the conversation about, because I know Steve has been, you've been boating, you've run your boat aground.
Yeah, we've run the boat aground. We blew a couple of boats up.
Right, but I thought maybe you had some discussion. I thought maybe you had some stories about being out on the lake boating.
Not really. When we go out on the lake on the boat, I bundle up and just cover up and wait for Steve to get it across the lake, and then I'm, thank God for that, and I'm out of the boat. But tonight, Steve, we're outside fresh and crisp here at the Western Estates Gym, and I'm doing leg curls, as I do every other night here, to keep what I got as tight as I possibly can.
This is a follow-up to the high rear end segments we did.
I know about the high rear end segments that you did, and I appreciate that. As I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about Butner Lake.
No, we can talk about that, but I want to demonstrate, Steve.
My wife's going to go on the leg machine now.
This is a kind of a leg curl from the back. Okay. Now, this is 40 pounds. You talk about a tight, high rear end. Watch this.
Yeah! Yeah!
What did you just do?
I did one leg curl. How'd it look, Steve? So that is for Ruth Gisman, for Annabelle Johnson, for Karen Lismore, K-Girl, and for the women on the architectural committee. If you think I'm playing, you just heard it, okay? The high rear end is back in town from Butner Lake. Okay? And I'll say how we promote Western estates and bring it back to the level of business we once had. One more.
Ms. Dooley, I think we're all done.
One more, hold on. One more.
That's two.
That's a second leg curl. So that keeps the ass tight, up high, and out of sight.
All right, so I had this whole segment hijacked by Bobby Dooley, and
what are you talking?
Whole segment hijacked by Bobby Dooley,
and the high rear end.
And the high rear end. Here's the thing. I thought they were talking about Butner Lake.
Look, they got back from Butner Lake about 3 weeks ago. You've been way behind the ball on this one, Dooley. These are people that are doing battle with the homeowners association over the bad home sales they've had, and she spent 2 weeks, or what it was, all last week, talking about her high rear end.
I'll never do this again.
Steve Dooley, outside, fresh, crisp, and clean.
Why not?
Brought to you.
Wait a minute, wait.
Why not? Because I wanted to do a segment on Butner Lake, and I've got high rear end off.
Yeah, but yes, you don't. But she does.
Look at if she was outside with her high rear end, would that?
Go ahead.
Steve Dooley, outside, crisp, with a high rear end.
I can't. I'm Steve Dooley. This has been Outside, Free, in the Breeze, and Crisp.
Brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Next time you ought to produce your show better.
Yeah. I'm Steve Dooley, and I'll be back with more Outside High Crisp, Fresh Crisp and High, not High.
Fresh Crisp and High?
Fresh Crisp and Outside. God.